Now, from Shore and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, this isn't good either, I'm afraid. I've lost count of how many there are, but it's definitely a trend, isn't it?
Yeah, we're talking the global dairy trade auction. I would love to have had good news for all the hardworking dairy farmers out there, but the downward trend in global dairy trade outcomes now looks pretty well entrenched. And unfortunately, if you just look at the numbers, Mike, the weakness is actually accelerating. The global dairy trade index has fallen 4.3%. That is now, for the record, 8 auctions in a row with negative outcomes. So it's starting to look similar to the sort of protracted slump we saw in prices in, you know, sort of 2022 that went into 2023. That 4.3% fall, it's sort of a similar lack of demand we saw in a couple of other auctions back in early September and July. The global dairy trade index peaked in May. It's now fallen 20% since then, which is... Yeah, it's not good news. But hail the mighty cheddar cheese, yeah. Mike. It was the year. It was the star of the auction last night, lifted 7.2%. But the more important categories didn't contain a great deal of good news. The croissant bakeries out there will be cheering a 12.4% fall in butter prices. That's a significant drop. Mozzarella down 1%. Major commodities, skim milk powder fell 1.6% and whole milk powder fell 2.4%, and just looking at those three categories, I mean, butter is in a precipitous decline. In May, it was at $8,000 a metric ton. It's now at $5,169. So that's a 35% fall and rapidly accelerating price moves in the last two auctions. Whole milk powder peaked back in May as well. It's now down 23% since then. The lowest prices on the whole milk powder we've seen in over a year. Skim milk powder hasn't been as large, sort of less dramatic price action there. So butter, whole milk powder, the two that are really moving. You'd have to say the forecast farm gate milk price could see further downward pressure.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm not sure you're going to cheer us up much with these Black Friday numbers, are you?
Well, I'm trying to find pockets of good in there. So this is the first look at the strength of Black Friday sales. The good news is that Black Friday was the busiest shopping day of the year so far. This is for non-food retailers, at least for those who use the Worldline New Zealand's payment network. But the spend was lower than last year. So consumer spending recorded through core retail merchants selling non-food items in Worldline's network system reached 55.6 million. Easter Saturday was 49.1, so we did well there. But compared to last year, it's 6.2% lower, which is quite a large fall. If you look at the whole Black Friday weekend, and I can confidently say, Mike, I did not cross the threshold of any shops over that weekend because I couldn't think of anything worse, but spending was 4.6% lower over the whole weekend. Same story across the other weeks in November as well. Here's some good news. Clothing merchants experienced higher spending than Black Friday 2024. That's good because apparel has been a very weak category. Spending elsewhere was generally down. More spending at food and liquor stores, but less at hospitality. And Mike, again, personal observation, I haven't had a Christmas lunch yet so far this year. So if I'm any barometer, people spending less. Q3 spending stats New Zealand, it was stronger than expected. So it remains to be seen whether these Black Friday numbers are sort of reality check on Q4. There's still time for us to get all the credit cards and debit cards working before Christmas. But I would note, on Good News Yesterday, we're loving Kmart. Yeah. Did you see those numbers? Kmart.
Kmart's can't argue with again. $1 billion, can you?
$1 billion worth of sales. They're going gangbusters.
Okay. Now, Dr. Renner, we saw her for the first time in official action yesterday. What do we make of her?
Well, I didn't have the opportunity to watch it live, but apparently the second-hand reports are pretty good. I mean, second day on the job, she's in front of the Parliamentary Finance and Expenditure Committee, so straight in the deep end. Sort of reiterated the harmful nature of inflation, pledged transparency and laser focus on the mandate, steered clear of, you know, the conversation went towards fiscal policy, so she steered clear of that, so it wasn't their wheelhouse. She will have a discussion with the Monetary Policy Committee about transparency, but really quickly, Mike, wholesale interest rates have really stepped higher since that last official cash rate review. And I'm just looking now, 2-year swap, 5-year swap, they're 50, 40, 50, 60 basis points higher. That's going to impact fixed rate mortgages at some point.
All right, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is up 233 points, 0.5%, 47,524. The S&P 500 is up 0.17%, 6824, and the NASDAQ, as I look at it, almost 0.75% higher, 167 points, 23,443. FTSE 100 barely moved, 9701. The Nikkei barely moved, 49,303. The ASX 200 yesterday was up 0.17%, 8579. And on the local share market, we gained 0.4%, closing at just over 13,500. Kiwi dollar, 0.5724 against the US, 0.8732 against the Aussie, 0.4937 euro, 0.4342 against the quid. One New Zealand dollar will buy you 89.26 Japanese yen. Bitcoin has rallied for those people that are watching the cryptocurrencies. It's over 90,000 US dollars. Gold, $4,182 an ounce. And Brent crude, $62.68.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Keller, Hishaw and Partners.